official, it's over and all that. But I kind of like leaving it up. I like these people that leave it up year-round. But I think they ought to turn it on instead of just leaving it up. But so it's over. Let's begin this morning with a word of prayer, orienting ourselves to worship and to opening of Scripture and just spending some valuable time together. Let's pray. What a privilege it is, Father, to take up that which was given to the church in the first century, forsaking not the assembling of yourselves, for the purpose, Father, of worshiping together, encouraging one another in song and prayer and giving, using Heavenly Father the spiritual gifts, and then, of course, opening up a Scripture, examining the truth, Father, that you have given to us there. It's a great privilege, Father, to allow your Spirit to take us on the journey that he takes us in Scripture, and then in our lives. Father, we praise you in Christ's name. Amen. Got a couple of things to orient in prayer. First of all, continue to be in prayer for Stephanie Smith as she gets closer and closer, and to if everything will go well as far as the delivery and birth is concerned. Also, please be in prayer for Tisha's mom, Thelma Thompson. She's in the hospital. Went in with pneumonia, but I think they've got it pretty well under control. She might get to come home today or tomorrow. So let's be in prayer and for her. Now, a week from tomorrow, and somebody be calculating what day that is, a week from tomorrow, Monday night, next week, not tomorrow, but next week, we'll have another Y2K time together, and David just to orient us to some more. I don't deal with it from the pulpit. It is not any type of momentum thing here. It is not a part of the, in, as far as the ministry is concerned, but it is something that is on everyone's mind, and it is something that a lot of times people don't have time to spend doing a lot of the research, work, reading that does is required. There's so many voices out there, everywhere from preachers and churches preaching doom and God's judgment, final judgment, and all this, to people saying absolutely nothing is going to happen. So we just need to, I think, be made aware, and so we'll do that a week from Monday night. So I'm not doing it on a Bible class time, and as I said, it's just a benefit for you if you'd like to be here and get some information on that. So it'll be a week from tomorrow night. The church building, of course, I think everyone here knows this is not, there's nothing sacred about a church building. But the church building itself in American history, in fact, all through history, has always been used, it was always used as a meeting place, generally because it was the only public place built until they started building courthouses and things like that. But many of the, in our history, early in time of the Revolution, American Revolution, many meetings, important.